Oklahoma sheriff. I hate to be the reality check here, but we're talking about the regulatory control of marijuana. The sheriff's office is dealing with a body dump in Coblo last week, approximately 20-year-old Hispanic man who most likely, it's certainly fair to say, was involved in marijuana. We have five people involved in an armed robbery on Coblo Road from 2 weeks ago, all local people, not out-of-towners. Last week in the county area of Willits was the largest, emphasized largest, chemical extraction marijuana laboratory ever seen in the state of California.
Wow.
The largest. Over $3 million worth of equipment was illegally there, yet they were licensed to grow, and all chemical extraction of marijuana, of THC in this state right now, is illegal. Others may differ with that. I'm talking to you from after conferring with our district attorney. So what I'm saying is I'm going to predict the future. I'm going to predict that there will be a time next year where you will have citizens and possible county employees asking for amnesty for people to get their affairs in order to cultivate marijuana, to process it, and to extract. And I'd like for this day to be noted that I am telling you, please do not allow amnesty. 2017, if you don't mind me saying so, has been a year of amnesty. I certainly appreciate what the Ag Department and what the Planning and Building Department has done, very specifically on what Trent Taylor has done. I appreciate it. But there has been no punishment this year for people who have been thumbing their noses at you. They no longer thumb their noses at law enforcement. They're thumbing their noses at the Board of Supervisors by the nice, calm, easy laws that have been made, and they're so gentle, and we're so understanding. But that doesn't stop the homicides and the people who are just absolutely getting greedy to come to this county and make millions of dollars of marijuana. So while you go about this, Chair, I appreciate you being very determined on pushing this date. Do not allow this date to be extended. We have to, when we enter 2018 in 90 days or so, we have to be ready to say these are what the policies, procedures, laws, and regulations of Mendocino County are. Because we know the state of California has already passed policy that's going to possibly bypass what we're doing. But don't allow people to have another year of amnesty like this year. A homicide in this county, if you take away the human side of it, which I don't want to do, and you want to talk about the fiscal side of it, I can tell you how much each homicide costs, but that's cold and callous. I'd much rather talk to you about the family members who were impacted over this unknown victim who has no identification at this point. We do not know who he was. So please do not continue. I'm not saying you. I'm talking to the public. Please do not continue to say that marijuana is a totally harmless herb that God put on this earth, and we don't know why we're fighting over it. Marijuana right now in Mendocino County is still $800 a pound. Plants in Laytonville are producing 12 pounds per plant. It's certainly valued much more than tomatoes. And don't allow us to turn this law into milquetoast. Push it and make sure that people who follow the law are allowed to follow the law. But people who do not follow the law should be prepared to face the consequences. Thank you.